The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We'll take a break. The last few sugis were sugis that are chayvig zveyas oilam shas sugis. And Mitzvah Hashem, the next few sugis will also be the sugis of Bittel Beroiv. We'll take a break, something local, something not as exciting and far-flung. Over here, Afinorot, we have by Ashitas Rashi and Tosis, Legabi, the discussion of the Gemara of a behemo being chal on a behemo kedushas haguf. We know, we had this already in Daf Tesvov, that you, a behemah, in order for it to be chal on the Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Korban, that pidyon does not help, that the only way to get it away from being a korban is only if it became a balmum, and then it would have to, it has all the dinim of psula and mekdoshim. In order to have Kedushas Haguf, it has to be roi, b'shas hakdosha, b'shas, that the whoever was magdish it, has to be roi lekorban. If it's not roi lekorban, it's not chal Kedushas Haguf, it's chal on the Kedushas Domim. One of the cases that Rashi and Tosfos paskin by us in the sugya is that there is no chalois kedushas haguf on a behemah which is mechusas zman. What's the classic mechusas zman? The pasuk in Parshas Emor. We actually start always the laning, the kriyas haTorah of Chol HaMoed of Yom Tov. When we lay in Parshas Emor, Adas and Parshas Emor, we start with the pasuk Shorah Kesef Oyes Ki Volet Oyeshiv As Yom Tachas Imoy. A behemah has to be, is only roi for a korban when it's on its eighth day. It's only roi to be misratza, to be miratza, to be a korban on the eighth day. What's on the seventh day? It's mechusizman. Mechusizman lamaisa is not chal, shitzrashin, tesis, kedushas, haguf on the behemah. Now, let's quote a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara brings a stira. Pazuk says, Shivas Yom Tachasimo is mashma 7 days. 7 days, l'choira, is vayer vayvoike yom shvi, means 7 full days, 24 hours. Has to be 7 full days, l'choira, day and night included. The next pasuk says, Miyoyim hashmini v'holding, where it says yom hashmini means from the eighth day. What about the eighth night? Now, obviously, you can't bring a korban at night, but what would be the eighth night? Is it roi for a korban or not? What's the difference? You can't bring a korban anyways, the korban is posel. The Gemara says, defines the status of a behemah. Is it a psul in the first 7 days, or is it a din in the eighth day, and the eighth night is still mechusas man like the first seven? Yoim la'artzo, the Gemara coins this as an expression, yoim la'artzo, laylo l'kedusha. Yoim la'artzo, the actual ritzui, the actual bringing of the korban, b'loshna Gemara ha'artzo, means the zrikas hadam. Yoim la'artzo, laylo to be magdish. That means that it's roi b'leil shmini to be magdish, and it's chal kedusha saguf on a korban. This is where Rashi has explained this din. But the first 7 days, kedusha saguf cannot be chal on the behemah. The problem is, the poskim, the achreinim point out, there's a mishnah in the beginning of Perek Paros Chatos and Zvachim that seems very clearly not that way. There's a mechusas man by oifos, and mechusas man by oifos is not the first 7 days, that's only a din in Shoya Kesef, ki yivoleid v'hoyeshivis yom tachas imoy. The din by oif is, there's no din of 7 days, but there is a din that oifos have an age by which they can be brought. Torah goizel has to be after the first year. In that sense, any oif, which is a newborn, a baby pigeon, is mechusas man. If it's mechusas man, also, does it have kedushas haguf? If somebody is magdish and oif, that it should be brought. Of course, if he brings it, it'll be possible. But what have, could kedushas haguf be chal on it or not? Over there it says that oifos mechusas man, there's a lav of shchutei chutz. The Mishnah explains over there, the Gemara explains over there, the Mishnah, that shchutei chutz is chai bekoris. Anything that's roi to be brought as a korban proper, if you shechted outside the Azara, carries with it the oinish of chorus of shchutei chutz, that's the only way it's roi. So by oifos mechusas man, there'll be a lav, because not roi completely to be brought as a korban, but it is a korban. It's a korban that was brought shalom b'mkayim. What makes it a korban? It's an oif mechusas man. If it's an oif mechusas man, there's no kedushas haguf. It's not a korban baklal. You could say that you destroyed property, momoin of hegdish. It seems clear from the Mishnah that the oifetz mechusis man kedusha guf is chal. There won't be karbs because lemaisa you couldn't have brought it for a proper carbon. But kedusha guf is chal on it. So l'chayra, this would tell us that not all mechusis manim are created equal. The mechusis man of shivas yom tachas imo is one din, and over there would be considered enoy roi bechalal. If we want to define it properly, it would be considered that it's enoy biminoy of a carbon. Reb Chaim talks legabe what has kedushas hakarbon, only something that's biminoy carbon. Mashallah, bal mum. It's not even an example. A mum oiver, something that has a temporary mum. But the mum is something that medically will go away and the behemoth will be roy for a carbon. Kedushas aguf is chal. Why? Because be'etzim it's biminoy. What happens to an animal that lost a leg? The animal will never be a roy l'carbon. It's considered ain't biminoy. Kedushas aguf is not chal. The first 7 days, the animal is a different breed. The din of an oif, even though the first year of its life, it can't be brought for a carbon, but it's still be'etzim roy l'carbon. It's missing in zman. It's a technical missing that it can't be brought as a carbon. But it's not chosser in the min. It's considered something that has be'etzim adin to mi hukrav, but it's just missing time. The question is, why is it like that? Obviously, there has to be that door. The shayla is, why is it like that? So let's go back to the sugi that we discussed in Zvachim, Daf Yud Beis. We said that the pasuk says, Shivas yom tachasima, on the one hand, it sounds like 7 full days me'es le'es. And then the pasuk says, "Miyom Hashmini v'Holo," that the animal only becomes royal the carbon from Yom Shmini, not the night of the eighth. Ketzad, the Gemara says, "Yom La'atzol Laila LeKedusha." What's the difference? Like we said, L'chayu, you can't bring the carbon the night of the eighth, anyways. So what's the difference if you can be magdashit? The Nafkamina, the Gemara says over there is im Olo Yerdu. We have Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh, which tells us that things that are be'etzem ro'ui for a carbon, but their posel, let's say korbanos that were brought bipsul, pigul, shalei lishma, and so on, or other psulim, in the oifen of the way the carbon was brought, if they were put on the mizbech, they don't come off. The mizbech is mekadesh, even that which is not roi be'etzim for it. There are certain things which are bachlal, not a carbon. Somebody puts a deer on the mizbech. A deer is not shaykh. A chay is not shaykh to a carbon. Take it right down. It's not nikla. It's not niskadish. L'gabidin of mol lo yerdu. One of the examples the Gemara says l'gabidis is that b'leil shmini be'etzim it's roi for a carbon. If kedushas aguf is chal on it, that means that be'etzim the behemoth is a carbon. It was brought shalai bizmanoi. There's a din in the havod that you can't bring a carbon at night, but be'etzim, it should have been, it should only be a posel akrova, it should be a mol lo yerdu. On that, the Gemara is mechadish, that since the pasuk says that it's a legabe the eighth night, it's laila legedusha, but legabe hartso, be'etzem, the zman of hartso, the zman of havo is beyoim, that means that at night, the eighth night, it's mufka from being brought as a carbon. It's not just that if you bring it as a carbon, it's as if you brought a carbon after the shkia. It's more than that. It's inherent in the din of this animal that's not roi to be brought. The din would be im olu yerdu. It does not belong on the mizbech, even if it was brought. It's not just a psul in the hakrova. It becomes that the behem is not roi. It's only lailo l'kedusha. Lailo l'kedusha means that it has kedusha legabe Hashem carbon, but l'maisa, it's not roi for a carbon. Another nafkamina is a bomo. When there was a heter bomo is before there was a Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara discussed in the last page of Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Dalid, that a bomo, they were able to be makriv ba'layla. You see psukim tenach that I'm a furish that way. A bomo is kosher ba'layla. Leil Shmini would be posel. Because it's not just the technical halacha of this man went to bring a carbon. Leil Shmini, the pasuk says, Miyayim Shmini v'hola yerotza, it's only roi to be a carbon. Miyayim Shmini, not b'leil Shmini. It's only legabe kedushas haguf that's chal on it, that it could be a carbon at night, but not legabe the etzim avo. Im olu yerdu, and by a bomo as well, it would be possible. Now, just as a fascinating parallel, we'll bring another place where we see, and this might symbolically in Machshava might have a very deep connection. Maybe we'll get back to this. But in Lomdus first, another place where this comes up, Yom Shmini, Leil Shmini, what's called Roy, not Roy, is Lagabe Mila. Mila, as we know, is Biyam Shmini. Does that mean Be'etzem, Mila Biyam Shmini should be at night, but there happens to be a din, even Lamashal, a child was a baby was a preemie. He's 3 months old. The doctor came, the doctor is ready to be let out of the hospital. You could take him home, you could do the bris, no problem. You get a medical green light. Okay? It's 9 o'clock at night when the doctor let him out. Doctor gave the okay, make the bris now. No. There's a din that Mila has to be by Yom, by Laila. Nothing to do with the eighth day and the eighth night. Even if it would be 3 months later, the Zman is by Yom, by Laila. So what happens to a child on the eighth night, Leil Shmini? Is he Be'etzem have a din that he's Oymid Lamila, that he has a din that he's Oymid Lamila? Just practically, you can't do it because the mitzvah should only be performed by day, not by night. Or Be'etzem, the Zman Mila is Chalan and Be'em Shmini. What's the Nafkamina? The Shagasai is Mendaik in the Rambam, a fascinating diuk. The halacha is that an oral cannot eat truma. A tinoik oral, you can't use shemen shel truma, you can't be soch, to use his lotion, shemen shel truma on a, well, he's an oral. When does that status of an oral exist? The Gemara is clear in Yevamos, in discussing his halachas, that a child that's 2 days old is not an oral, he's not royal lamila. When is he an oral? From the eighth day. What about the eighth night? So Shagasai goes back and forth and being Medaika Rambam, whether you would call Beleil Shmini, you would say that he's just not Roy for the Maisa Mila. You can't do the Maisa Mila because Mila has to be by Yom, Velei Belaila. That's the Kashuk Taisus and Kedushin of Koftes. What happened to Mitzvah Seisha Esman Gromel, Chayes by Yom, Velei Belaila? Discussion over there. But that's one way to say it. Or we say no. We say that the Zman Mila Be'etzem is Miyom Shmini Ve'olo. In which case, Beleil Shmini is not Nor. You can be Soch, B'Shem, B'Shot, Truma until the morning of the eighth day. That's just a parallel discussion of the same idea. So again, like we said, a Mechus is man of Teich Zayin Shtei Do, L'Chayra, that it's, the reason why Kedush Daguf is not Chal is because the first 7 days, it's Bechalal, not Roy Lakrov. It's a Mechus, it's more than just a Mechus is man. That means that it doesn't have a din, it's not Beminoi of being Adova shel hakrov. Mashenken mechus is man of oifois. That's just an age that the oif has to be a certain shivus. That the oif has to be befoil for hakrov. But be'etzim should have a shame carbon. Look at the same thing you find in Me'ila Dafir Aleph. It would seem, mitoch the Gemara, that it's mutter, you could be magdish toirim shelo higiyaz manam. The same oifois that are not higiyaz manam, that are not a year old. You could be magdish then. Even though there's a halacha that there's an isser to be magdish on Mechusas Man. There's an isser deraisa for a person to be magdish a behemah that's within the first 7 days of its life. An isser deraisa. There's no isser on being magdish toich the first year oifois. Why? Again, like we said, it's not Mechusas Man. It means that it's not roi lahakrova befoil. That's as if it's by night, not by day. But that be'etzem, it's not roi lahakrova. Be'etzem, it is roi lahakrova. It's not like being magdish. The other case where it's also being magdish is a balmom, because that's enoi b'minoi, which is why Kedush Daguf is not chal on it. So the same thing, something that's mechus is man, the first 7 days is considered enoi b'minoi, that's an across-the-board rule. That's enoi b'minoi, or oif, toich, the first year, is not enoi b'minoi. All it is, it's not roi lakrova befoil. Now, this distinction seems to be true according to the Rambam, not according to the Ravid. What am I referring to? In the beginning of Hilchas Parah Aduma, there's a halacha over there. The Rambam says that you can't, an egel is also the first 2 years of its life. It's mechus zman to be a Parah Aduma, which is why every time there's this sighting in Mexico or Venezuela or in New Zealand, of a red cow, they watch it for 2 years. Is it going to be an egel, but is it going to turn to a parah aduma? And then all of a sudden there's calls that Mashiach is going to come because it's a parah aduma. So an egel, the Rambam says, you can't be magdish, you can't be magdish for parah aduma, because the Torah says parah v'lo egel. He says there's a problem because of that. The Ravid says, like the Rambam kilu makes a new drasha out of it. Like a new type of mechuzas man, the Ravid says, what do you mean? Since you can't bring it as a carbon, since the age the Torah says is 2 years, so well, within the first 2 years, you can't be managed. It's an issue to be managed. The Rambam seems to need another puzzle. It's not inside the general rule of mechuzas man. It's a halacha that's unique to Parah. And the Velta asks on the Ravid, what do you mean? L'chayre in Me'ilah Daf Yud Aleph is mevur that the As far as age is concerned, you could be magdish. That's a technical halacha when it could be brought as a korban. But be'etzem, it's bimin korban, and kedush laguf will be chal. The first 2 years of an egel, so there has to be obviously a unique halacha in egel why it's different than every korban. So l'cha'ira, one would have to say that the Ravid doesn't agree to this klal, does not agree to our distinction between oifos within the first year, a pora aduma within the first 2 years. He holds that every mechusas man is created equal. If the Gemara tells us that there's an issur to be magdish a behem in the first 7 days of its life, tachas imoy, that means there's an issur to be magdish to give it kiddush zaguf. The kiddush zaguf won't be chal on it. There's an issur. That would be true by mechusas man also toich shona of an oif, would take the first 2 years of a parah aduma. Again, why would there be a chilik? You're right, the pasuk is by a behem and not by an oif. Why would there be a chilik? If you say that both of them have the iser, I'm sorry, the Ravid saying the kedusha won't be chal on it, but the what's mavur in mi'ila daf yud aleph is that there's no iser by oif. You're allowed to be magdish. The pasuk says an iser to be magdish teches mane. So if you say that it's not mechusas man, like we said in the Rambam, so then you can say obviously if there's no mechusas man, there's no iser. But if we say according to the Ravid that the kedusha guf is not chal on every mechusas man, both mechusas man the first 7 days and both mechusas man of within a year or within 2 years, not the halacha of shivas yomim. So why should the Gemara Me'ilah Daf Yud Aleph say that there's no iser mutter lahagdish toirim shalahigiyaz manam, when by an animal that's mechus is man, there's an iser. So we would have to say that there's a chiluk between a behema and an oif. That the iser, the Torah is mechazish, the pasuk only talking about behemos. The Ravid understood that that's only, even though both of them are mechus is man, the oif toich shona, behema toich shivas yomim, the iser of being magdish a mechus is man, b'kedusha zaguf, is only on a behema by shivas yomim, not by an oif. Needs a little bit work. Again, why that should be true. I believe there's a mokum over here to be mechadish a little bit more in the pnimius advarim based on what Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch tells us, and this is, goes back to this parallel between the shivas yomim of roi lakrova, of shivas yomim tachas imoy, and mila. What is the pnimius advarim of mila b'yom shmini? Rav Hirsch Zatzal tells us both in his pishon lech lecha, and he makes the parallel also in Emor. 7 days represents the natural world. 6 is the days of the week that we work, that we invest. The 7th day is the day that we realize that the world of Shabbos, that whole world of Sheshes Yomim, Tavid, Vasisa, Kol Melachtecha, all that is Al Pi Hashem, from Hashem, with Hashem, but it's all the world of Teva. 8, Kiyadu, and the Svarim is something else. 8 is a different Metzius. 8 is a world of Lamala Midecha Teva. Yeah, that's why Yom Tov, Shabbos is 7, Yom Tov is 8. Chanukah, Shmini Atzeres, even Pesach that only has 7 days, but it's really the 8th day, because we count the Erev Pesach, Rashi and Ender Shlach says. The 8th day is the day of Kriyas Yamsu, when they say Zekele Mameu. That's always the dimension of 8th. Shavuos is the 8th week. Says Rav Hirsch in Parshas Emor, that the same way a child, the first 7 days of his life, he's living in a world of Teva. Mila is to be Choysem Oizbris Kodesh. He's living in a world of Rabban Sham. He's living in a world of Kedush Zagov. He's living in a world of Bitla Chumris, a world of Lamala Midecha Teva. He's Roy Lamila when he hits that 8th day, because that 8th day he enters a different domain. He enters the world of the Rabban Sham, the world of Lamala Menashemesh, Lamala Midecha Teva. A behema, in order to be royal a carbon. What's a behemoth that's being brought for a carbon? Stam, you give an offering. The Novi Yeshaya thunders, does the Rebbe Shalom need your sheep? Does he need your shur? He needs man, he needs us. Has the Rebbe Shalom have us by taking our behemoths? When we bring a behemoth as a carbon, we bring, by being magdish, the behemoth, kedusha zaguf, we bring the animal into a dimension, to a world that's a world of lamalo miderech hateva. Rabbi Hirsch says the word behemoth comes from the word bama. It's a platform. A behema, since it serves us, can also represent us in our service to the Rabban Shalom. When we take a behema, the Ramban says, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, we put it on the Mizbeach, What we're doing is we're representing ourselves, the Bulvavi Mishkan Efna, of putting ourselves on the Mizbeach. We bring up Chelbeinu V'Dameinu as a korban. We're Meratza our dam on the Mizbeach. Says Rabbi Hirsch, that could only be on the eighth day of the behemoth's life. The first 7 days, the behemoth is totally bound by the world of Teva. The same way we don't enter the Mizbeach of Mitzvahs Mila, we don't enter the Kedushas HaGuf of Choysom Ha'oiz Bris Kodesh until the eighth day. The behemoth until the eighth day is not roi to that world. We understand then, the way we're saying, that's not just a dinin hakrovo. The behemoth inherently is living in a different world. He's not a behemoth. He's not a boma. He's not roi to represent us because the world that we are makriv to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in is a world of lamala medarach hateva. It's a world of mizbeach. It's a world of mizbeach mekadesh. It's a world of azorah. It's a world of shchina. It's a world of dveikus b'Hashem. It's not a world of teva. So how could a behemoth represent? Is a behemoth the first 7 days of his life is not royally kedushas haguf? It's an insult to the idea of a korban to be magnishit is an iser. If there's an iser, then it's not chal the kedushas haguf. That's the eighth day is when it becomes miyoyim shmini v'holo. Similar to the discussion we had by Mila, miyoyim shmini is when it enters the realm of being roy la krova to represent us on the mizbech of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Let's take this a step further. Rabbi Hirsch explains in Parshas Vayikra that the difference between a behemah and an oif, a behemah with its tzura gashmis, and a behemah is put on the mizbeach, the chelev, the dam, the zrika, the shechita, all that represents man giving himself over and up to the domain of his kachus, of kedushas haguf, of nes, of lamala midrach hateva, of Torah, of the eish al gabei hamizbeach. An oif does not represent a person. An oif does not have the tzura of another one. It's put on the mizbeach, which is why, by the way, that's a separate discussion, it has malika not shkita. It doesn't represent the person. When we eat meat, we eat it with shkita. When we bring a behemoth as a carbon, we bring shkita. Malika is something else. An oif is representative, the way Rabbi Hirsch says in Pash Vayiko, we won't go into it, of the struggles of a person, not of a person himself. Person struggles in life, he brings a carbon oif to firm his commitment to struggle towards being a behema al gabe mizbeach. But not to the carbon oif, which is why it's brought by an oni, it's brought by a choite. Carbon oif, the oif is not a representative of a person. The oif, therefore, does not have an iser, that's what the Ravid is saying. It does not have an iser of being a hukdash when it's toichs manoi, because that issue is all in the dimension of the behemoth representing man. If the behemoth, an oif doesn't represent man, doesn't have that issue. There's a din not krova that it has to be a certain age. And there's a din, there's a mechus zman. It's not chal kedusha guf, it's not roi for a korban. We explained in the Ravid that's talking about roi for a korban, kedusha guf is not chal, but there's no issue. Why is there no issue? There's no issue because it doesn't represent man. It's not a violation of the idea of what a korban represents. That's the idea of the Shivus Yom Tachasimai, that's the idea of the Mechus HaZman. I think that that's a fitting way to explain the pnimius of these ideas. We'll just add one more kasha that the Achronim ask. On Rashi, it tells you that Mechus HaZman, you can't be Magdish. A Gemara in Tmur Daf Chofei is very negate us, interestingly enough. A behemah is Yotze Mimei Imoi. As soon as the behemah Bechor is Niskadish B'Yitzias Ruboi, as soon as the behemah is yotze mimei imoy beruboy, the behemah wasn't all the way born, it's only beruboy, you could be magdishit. And it's chal kedush zeguv, it's chal kedush zeguv, before shne gemara tmura, daf chofei. And the pele is, the lechor, the whole animal wasn't born, the kedusha is only chal on the roiv. Lechor, it's not roi le kedusha zeguv. And it, more than that, it's mechus hazman. If it's mechus hazman, it's certainly if it's b'mei imo, it's not even all the way out of mei imo, it's still certainly within the first 7 days. Shteit over there, that's kal nekedusha zoyla. So lechora, the only way to explain, according to Rashi, there's a bomb of a kasha. The only way to explain is by saying over there, we're not talking about that he's magdashit for an oyla right then. He's magdashit that should be when it's 7 days old, it should be a korban oyla. You could be matfis the shame kodesh. Allah also, the same way selling something, Allah also, that you could do. So even according to Rashi and Tosis, you could sell it, al shem ha'asid. But what's interesting is, there's a chaznation, Eben Ezer, Simul Kuf Memchaz, that says that the behemah was yotze berubay, is not all the way here. So the chodim should be chson of davish lebala oila. So he says, if you'd be magdashit, that the whole thing should be niskadish now, there's a problem, davish lebala oila is not here. But since it's mukhrak, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that you're being magdashit al shema osid, There's no chsar no mechuses man. So legabe being niskadish a week from now when it's ro'oi, on that it's not a tovish lebalaylam. That's where the chaznish brings out from this point that we just made. If over there we're talking about niskadish la'achazman, it's niskadish la'achazman, so it's not a chsar of dover shleba'la'olam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.